precinct and told him you wouldn't be in again today.
Oh, thank you, baby gums.
Now, is there anything else you need before I go to work?
No. I think I'll just lie here and let the germs eat away at my body.
Well, look at it this way. It'll be years before you feel the loss.
Oh, that's right, Harriet. Mark the sick.
I'm sorry, honey. Now listen, drink lots of fluids and get plenty of rest.
Peace.
Good morning, sunshine.
Steve.
And how's our congested cop today?
Why aren't you in school?
Well, because I need him here. I simply called Principal Shimada and asked him if I could skip a day. Well, he was thrilled to grant my request.
Remind me to thank him.
Hey, let's play a board game, big guy. I brought a bonanza of choices.
No, thank you. All I want to do is lie here and rest.
Monopoly?
No.
Clue?
No.
Parcheesi?
No.
Scrabble, checker, shoots and ladders, Yahtzee, wrist, Mr. Potato Head?
No, 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 no.
But, Carol, I just...
Go home.
Well, like, you'll just give me one.
Go home, go home, go home, go home.
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, I got that one right here.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Girl, I gotta make a hair appointment. I don't know whether to wear my hair up or wear it down to the side. Maybe I should just shave it all off and start all over.
Go for it.
Max, I've been nominated for Homecoming Queen. Why aren't you excited?
Three reasons. One, I wasn't nominated. Two, I wasn't nominated. And three, I wasn't nominated.
You weren't nominated?
No.
So, who are you going to the dance with?
Arnold Shepard. He's real cute, but one of his legs is longer than the other.
So?
So when we slow dance, we end up making small circles to the left.
I'm still hoping Ted Kern will ask me.
Well, Ted better ask you soon. Otherwise, you're going to end up going with some frightening geek.
How's my little homecoming queen? I haven't won yet.
Oh, come on. You can't lose. With your smile, your charming and bodacious body.
Hey, at least you can count on one vote. I mean, two.
So, where are my luscious little love bucket? Wanna go to the homecoming dance with me?
No, thanks.
All right, yes!
What are you so happy about? She just turned you down.
Ah, yes, but with the simple no thanks. Yesterday she said, drop dead, nerd boy. I'm wearing you down.
Harry, what have you always wanted but never been able to get?
My own housekeeper.
Besides that,
My own bathroom?
Besides that.
More closet space.
You know, you're ruining this.
Piano lessons, babe. You always wanted piano lessons.
Carl, we're stretching every dollar now. Nobody in this family can afford to learn anything.
Sweetheart, that's the beauty of it. These lessons are free.
How come?
Well, I nabbed the purse snatcher today. And the little old lady who owned the purse was so grateful, she offered me free piano lessons. Could you keep the enthusiasm down just a little, Harry?
I'm sorry, honey. You're right. Besides, we've got this great piano over here, and I've always wanted to really learn how to play it.
Well, now you can.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Have I made you happy, hon?
Yes, you have.
How happy?
You'll never know, because I have to go pick up the kids.
Over now. I'm studying. No, I don't want to hear the rap song you wrote. Steve? Hello?
It would really be hot, because he would jump for joy and get it shorter than that. So he's asking again, bending on one knee. Oh, Lord, my pet, won't you please go with me?
I told you no, so I'll be more graphic. Go out that door and go play in some traps.
Ma, I asked you to the dance 26 times, and you shot me down 26 times. Now, I'm asking you one final time because I absolutely refuse to beg. Will you go to the dance with me?
No.
Please, Laura! Please!
Steve?
No, Laura!
If you don't leave, no. I'll just drag you into the backyard and turn the garden hose on you, and you know what that's like.
That won't be necessary. After all, I have my dignity.
Look, Steve, I'm not saying no because I don't want to go with you. That's just one of the reasons.
Now?
I'm hoping Ted Curran will ask me.
Ted Curran? You mean the good-looking, popular jock with straight A's?
Yeah.
Well, what do you see in that loser?
I like him. A lot.
Well, what are you going to do if this Curran character doesn't ask you?
Then I won't go.
But, Laura, you have to. You were nominated for Homecoming Queen.
I don't care. If I can't go to the dance with Ted, then I won't go at all. I refuse to settle for second best.
I understand. That's the way I feel about you.
Okay, men, hit the showers.
Your time, please.
What is it, Uncle?
Look, this won't take long. I just want to know who you're taking to the homecoming dance.
I haven't asked anyone yet.
Well, how do you feel about Laura Winslow?
How do I feel? Oh, man, she's the prettiest girl in the school. I'd love to take her, but I heard she's turned down every guy who's asked.
Well, if you ask her, she won't turn you down.
Really? How do you know?
I just know, okay? I'm sorry. I occasionally suffer from irregularity.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I'll ask her today.
Excellent.
Wait a minute. Erica, why are you doing this? I mean, everybody knows you're crazy about Laura.
Ironic, isn't it? But Laura wants to go with you, and all I care about is her happiness.
Wow. You're like some kind of nerd saint.
be here for your first piano lesson, but the fuzzballs just couldn't do without old Master Blaster Winslow.
Good evening. Is Harriet Winslow here?
Who wants to know?
Oscar Malmzat. I'm here to give Harriet a piano lesson.
Oh, no, you're not. A sweet little old lady's supposed to do that. What have you done with her?
Well, if you're referring to my mother, I'll be taking over her lessons for a while. She came down with a terrible cold that she caught from some overweight cop.
I see. Well, I'm Carl Winslow. And this is your student, my wife, Harriet.
Hello, Mr. Marmalzat.
Oh, please, call me Oscar.
Oscar?
Shall we begin?
Certainly.
Can I get this for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm off.
Okay. No, I'll just don't worry about this. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Get
all right, then.
Okay. I said I'm off.
Okay, back on.
Goodbye. Now, please, place your hands on the keyboard. Now, let me put my hands on yours to help you find the proper notes. This is middle C. Am I crowding you?
Oh, no, not at all.
What is that lovely fragrance? Arpège Chanel?
Barbecue chicken. With a splash of tub and tile cleaner.
You have a wonderful sense of humor. That's very rare in a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not going bowling.
You're not? How come?
I'm sick. Sneeze, sneeze. I think I'm having a relapse of that overweight cop virus.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, isn't it, though? But you just go right ahead with your piano lesson. I'll just sit right here and listen like a hawk.
With Vicky and Marianne?
Yeah.
Well, which one of them is your date?
They both are.
Why did you bring two girls to the dance?
Well, I really like Vicky, but Marianne has a car.
Waldo, that is a rotten thing to do.
Yeah, and it backfired. See, Marianne's car is a two-seater, so I had to take the bus.
Mara. Why, you look heartbreakingly beautiful tonight. Sarah, are you having a good time with Ted?
Absolutely. This is the best night of my entire life. This is like a dream come true. I'm sorry, Steve.
Hey, it's okay. I'm happy for you. In a heartsick, gut-wrenching, near-suicidal sort of way.
Laura, would you like to dance?
Sure.
I'm having a great time.
Me too.
And to think that I almost didn't ask you.
I was sure hoping you would.
Oh, I had cold feet until Steve pulled me in.
Steve?
Yeah, he said if I asked you, you'd probably say yes.
But that makes no sense.
Steve is obsessed with me. He freaks out when I even mention another guy.
Well, you said he realized that going to the dance with me would make you happy. And that's all he really cares about.
Steve's at that. Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Only one lesson and already I can play Itsy Bitsy Spy.
Well, you are exceptional.
Thank you.
You married that tough piano for over 14
years.
Good
night.
Good night, Oscar. Thank you again, here.
You're welcome. And if you ever need to...
How about a snack?
Carl Winslow, have you lost your mind?
Oh, come on, Harry. One sandwich won't hurt.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your rude, childish behavior this evening.
Oh, you mean with Oscar Busy Fingers Marmoset.
Busy Fingers?
Harriet, he was all over you. Groping and pawing and touching.
He was not.
Let me place my hands on yours to help you find the proper keys. What's that lovely fragrance that you're wearing?
Give me a break.
Carl, you're doing it again. Every time somebody looks at me cross-eyed, you go bananas. You've got to stop being so jealous.
That piano guy was making moves on my wife. Harry, he was trying to get you between the sheet music.
With you sitting right here watching?
Well, those musicians are kinky. I don't know, Harriet. You're a beautiful, vibrant, terrific woman, and frankly, I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Well, the, some guy who's younger and thinner and more handsome is gonna come along and steal you away from me.
Carl, that will never happen.
It won't?
I make the choice of who I want to be with, and I choose you.
Thanks, honey.
Our football team was magnificent. They ran, they passed. There was no stopping them. But then the other team showed up. You know the rest. Well, now, it's time to announce our homecoming queen. Would the three nominees kindly haul their butts up here? Eleni Pearson. Laura Winslow. Yeah. And Dulcina Tutwiler. This year, the Vanderbilt Homecoming Queen is Laura Winslow. Keep it short.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, that was beautiful. But now it's time for the Queen's dance. Who's the lucky young man, Laura?
This dance goes to the one guy who's always treated me like a queen. Steve Urkel.